Come on, pick up the phone. Hi, sweetheart. This is Monica. Yeah, I had a problem with the car again. I need you to come and pick me up. I'm still here at work. So when you get this message, call me back and let me know if you can come. I'll see if I can get one of my girlfriends, but at this time of the night, it's sort of difficult. But I'll see what I can do. All right, thanks. Love you. Bye. Hey, this is Monica again. Yeah, it's been about an hour. You haven't answered my message. I wasn't able to find anyone else to pick me up, but I might try walking. I know it's about 5 miles, but at this point, I don't have any money for a taxi. Otherwise, I'd do that. So if you don't hear from me in the next hour or so, give me a call, because I really don't like walking so far at night. All right, thanks. Okay, love you. Bye. Hey, this is Monica. So something odd happened on my way to 67th Street. As I was walking, this guy pulled up in a sports car and offered me a ride. God, he's good looking. He was, I don't know, Eastern European maybe? Anyway, I'm getting distracted. No, don't get upset. I wasn't thinking like that, anything. Honestly. Anyway, he sort of creeped me out a little bit. So if you get this message, could you please call me back? Please, let me. Thanks. All right. Love you. Bye. Hey, honey. Yeah. So that guy in the Lamborghini came back, and I guess, I don't know why, but I'm in the car with him right now, and he's going to drop me off at the house. So you don't have to worry about coming to pick me up or calling me back. I'll see you soon, hopefully. All right. Love you. Bye. Hey, honey. It's me again. Oh, I feel so strange. So I guess we kind of took a detour to a bar, actually. I'm not sure the name of the bar. Something European? Anyway, what was I saying? Yes, your eyes are very beautiful. If you'll just let me finish up this conversation, thanks. What was I saying? I don't remember what I was saying. I just didn't want you to worry. I should be home before too long. Love you. Bye. Hey, honey. It's me. I feel so good right now. That guy I mentioned, that Eastern European one, he's so beautiful. He's tall and handsome in a rugged sort of way, and he's got these eyes, so gorgeous. I just wanna nibble and eat them all up. Anyway, something came up. He's showing me the sights of the. You're so gorgeous. So beautiful. What? Oh, so I probably won't be home until tomorrow morning, so don't worry about me. I'll be on. Okay. Let me bye. Hey, honey. It's me, Monica. It's been the most amazing night of my life. And you missed it. Oh, Lexi is so wonderful. Took me to the bar and then we talked and it was like his eyes swallowed me whole. I couldn't resist watching his eyes. And then he touched me. God, it was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like 100 electric volts prickling across my body. It made me so wet. And then when he took me into the back corner and started nuzzling my neck, I think he bit me. Oh my God, it was amazing. It was like 100,000 orgasms all at once. I wish you could feel that. I wish you wish you could know how it sounds. Then he took me to his hotel, and we made love, and he bit me again. Oh god, I'm feeling my neck, there's two welts there. I think he broke the skin. So I don't know what's happening to me. I feel so weird. You should call me back. Like, you can meet him. So amazing. So call me back. Okay? Okay, honey. Oh, hey, honey. You're actually there this time. Did I wake you? Yes, I'm on my way home. You should ignore all my voicemail messages. I was drunk or something. Not really sure. No, I'm fine. I have something amazing to show you when I get home. No, don't worry. You're gonna like it. I can't wait. I can't wait to nibble on your neck and make you feel amazing. I want you. You don't know how much I want you. Yes. Just wait at home for me, okay? It's gonna be amazing. I'll be interesting. Oh, and I'm bringing a friend. I hope you don't mind. He so wants to meet you. We'll be there soon. Bye, honey.